You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. Being a kid in the 90s was the best. We had so much cool stuff. Nickelodeon began to take off, so we had great programs. We had Saturday morning cartoons on networks like Fox, CBS, and so on. If you were a kid in the 90s, then I'm sure you have great memories about those days. They don't really exist anymore. I mean, I'm 30 with three kids, so I've woken up many times early on Saturday mornings taking care of them. Sometimes I can't go back to sleep, so I put on a pot of Folgers and watch TV. Sometimes the smell of coffee wakes my wife up, and it reminds me a lot of Folgers commercials. I channel surf the usual channels like Fox, ABC, NBC, and there are no cartoons. The only channel showing cartoons is either Disney, Nickelodeon, or Cartoon Network, and even then it's the usual syndicated stuff. Nothing new. I remember cartoons like The Tick, Camp Candy, Where's Waldo, and so much other stuff. During all these awesome cartoons would be commercials that really stuck with me. Who doesn't remember the Crossfire commercial?
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire. Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire.
I had to throw that in. There were a few commercials from a certain bunny who always wanted cereal that I still think about. We all know this bunny. He shows up everywhere trying to get cereal, but the kids never let him. I have so many memories about this bunny. One is that I always wanted to give him my cup of cereal. But then again, I never really was able to get the cereal in a box. It was always in a bag. I covered this in my Snap, Crackle, and Pop episode. When I was on my own and could buy my own stuff, I always went for the branded boxes. I still do. One of the first boxes I remember buying was from Trix. Do you remember those free gifts that they gave you inside the box? Well, in my Trix box, there was this spoon that would change color as you ate the cereal. By this time, I was already in my late teens, but man, I loved that spoon. I wonder what happened to it. In this episode, I'll talk about the Trix Rabbit. I'll talk about his history, the merchandise, the wonderful cereal, and I have a great Memories Corner segment for you. We can't forget the awesome commercials. I have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the memories.
To the littlest shaver, everyone loves the fruit flavor of Trix, the fruit flavor cereal, T-R-I-X, Trix, some Trix.
Yes, Trix, the fruit flavor cereal is different. Fruit flavor and bright fruit colors, raspberry red, orange, lemon yellow. No extra sugar needed, just add milk because Trix are sugar-coated.
Some Trix taste like fruit, and I like the fruit colors. They're crispy, too.
And for a sweet treat any time of day, eat Trix right out of the box.
They've got that yummy sweet fruit flavor I love. Get some today. Some Trix.
The fruit flavor cereal. T-R-I-X, Trix. Some Trix.
Trix is a brand of breakfast cereal that's manufactured by the General Mills Company. It was first introduced in 1954 and looked nothing like what we have today. This was 5 years prior to the white Trix Rabbit that we all know and love. However, since the beginning, the people over at General Mills wanted a rabbit for the Trix mascot. In early boxes, Trix featured the Disney character Br'er Rabbit, but this was done because of a partnership deal General Mills had with Disney. For the next few years, General Mills experimented with Trix, looking for the right mascot. It wasn't until the year 1959 where a man named Joe Harris came up with the concept for the Trix Rabbit. Check out this first commercial.
I have a problem. I'm a rabbit, and rabbits are supposed to love carrots, but what I love is Trix. Trix is the corn cereal with fruit flavor, and they come in fruit colors. Raspberry red, lemon yellow, and orange, all mixed together in one big box. And they're crispy, crunchy, and boy, do I love them. I could eat them for breakfast and lunch and supper and even after school. If I went to school.
Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids.
That's my problem. Trix are for kids.
When I grow up, I'm going to have a whole house full of Trix.
Yeah.
Don't you just love Trix fruit colors?
Yeah.
And that fruit flavor.
I like them better than anything.
What's the matter with him?
I'm sad because Trix are for kids.
This mascot really needs no introduction. We all know and love this Trix rabbit. He is a white and extremely large rabbit who loves Trix. We don't really get a reason why this rabbit loves Trix, but he's always trying to get his hands on some. The advertisements were just the same. The rabbit would come up with a plan to trick the kids into getting some Trix. But at the last second, his plans are foiled, and the kids take the bowl away from him. The commercials would usually end with the kids saying their catchphrase, "Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids."
Trix, ahoy! I'll get this nutritious breakfast with delicious fruit-flavored Trix! Coast is clear! Ah, Trix in raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange!
Woo! Silly rabbit, ah, Trix for kids, ah!
Bird brain.
Marvel superhero stickers!
The Incredible Hulk on your book.
Spider-Man on your bike.
It's superhero stickers, you can get them all if you like.
One in specially marked boxes of Trix.
Like I mentioned earlier, Joe Harris was the man who created the Trix Rabbit. I couldn't find much information on him, but I do know that he was the artist for the Dancer Fitzgerald and Sample ad agency. There's this pretty cool letter going around from Chet Stover, who was an ad executive at DFS, giving Joe Harris credit for the campaign. This letter is very powerful, and it shines a lot of light on how low artists were to executives and copywriters in ad agencies. The letter is about a page long, and some words are hard to see, but I'm going to do my best to read it for you. Bob Peterson, Chet Stover. Compliments. 5/19/59. Powerful as it is for me to admit that someone outside the copy department can not only come up with a campaign idea, but write it as well. I must fess up to the situation like a man. I am, of course, referring to Joe Harris' sterling performance on Trix. As you know, we were in quite a bind on this one. We knew that the character we wanted was a rabbit, and had made a number of attempts at building a commercial around him, but had not arrived at any we thought were acceptable. At this point, I asked Joe to sit in on some of the sessions we were having. After listening to all the dope, he went away to think about it a while. He came back in a day or so with a storyboard complete with copy. It was, and is, a really great job. Except for some minor changes in the emphasis, the board is essentially the same one that Joe observed, drew, and wrote. That part was kind of hard to say, sorry. In a business where the only thing we have to sell are ideas, it is of first importance the credit is given where credit belongs, and Joe gets all the credit for this one. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to the mills and sell the hell out of this idea. And before I go, I want to go on record as being extremely appreciative of a really fine piece of work. Regards. P.S. Just so you won't think I've gone soft, I want you to know that I have long held the opinion that any bum can draw, but only writers can think. I still hold this opinion and offer as an example of Joe's performance that he is basically a copywriter and somehow fell in with evil companions. He really belongs on the 8th floor. Man, I guess I should have copied that letter down before I started reading it. It was pretty rough, sorry. But anyway, Those are some powerful words. So taken from the letter, it looks like Joe Harris was invited by Stover to sit in on some of the meetings they had about Trix. He came back a day or so later with a full campaign illustrated and written. Stover took this idea to General Mills, and the rest is history.
Carrots, 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 rising out of the great carrot patch. Paradise for any rabbit. Except me, you see? I like Trix better than carrots. Trix, the corn cereal with the tangy taste of natural fruit. Fruit colors, too.
Those crispy Trix fruit colors make me a happy fellow. There's raspberry red, orange, orange, and luscious lemon yellow.
So when you got a box of beautiful Trix, who needs carrots?
You do, silly rabbit, because Trix are for kids.
Ooh, what a sneak.
A Big G General Mills cereal.
Here I come, Trix. I'll see you in my dreams. Will my crispy delight appear tonight? Oh, hurrah, Trix! The corn cereal with the tangy taste of natural fruit and those luscious Trix fruit colors, raspberry red, orange, orange, lemon yellow. My very own dreamland of Trix. Mine, mine at last.
Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids.
Huh?
A Big G General Mills cereal.
The Trix rabbit is one of those mascots that everyone knows and loves. We all have childhood memories of us either eating Trix or just watching the commercials. I want to take this time now to share other people's memories about the Trix Rabbit in this week's Memories Corner. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Clark, host of 90s Youth Life, a podcast about 90s youth culture. And I want to thank Lyle for allowing me to come on today to talk about one of my favorite advertising icons. When he asked me to be a part of this memory segment, I had to jump in on this. And what I'm going to talk about today is not something from the 90s, but rather something that was included in the 90s but has stood the test of time since my parents were kids, and that is the Trix Rabbit. Now, the first time I ever heard of the Trix Rabbit, well, the first time I saw the Trix Rabbit was on my first box of Trix that I got around the time I was being potty trained, so probably 3 years old. But I really wasn't watching commercial cartoons a whole lot at that particular time because, you know, we didn't have cable, so I was kind of limited by those. And I saw this one rabbit one day running across our yard, and then my dad just kind of dropped the line, "Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids." And for a few years, I didn't really think too much of it. I just thought it was just his way of saying that, you know, rabbits were always in our yard, so that was just his way of dealing with it. But then a few years later, I started watching cartoons more often with commercials, and that is where I first discovered the Greek tragedy that is the Trix Rabbit. The Trix Rabbit, obviously, as we know, always tries to get the Trix with disguises and by whatever means necessary. And of course, the kids don't let them have it. Why? Because Trix are for kids. And let me tell you, as time went on, I saw more and more of these commercials. I, like millions of other people, as I found out years later, was very disheartened by the fact that all this guy wanted was Trix cereal, and he could never seem to get some, just because Trix are for kids. And, you know, it took everything in me not to want to dive through that TV and just give him some Trix myself. Now, I have never actually seen the Trix Rabbit eat cereal on TV. I know that he's been able to have some cereal a couple of times before, but I saw that those happened before I was born. And, well, actually one of them happened after I was born, but, you know, I was only 2 years old at the time, so obviously no memory there. But I have never, in my time watching TV, I mean, obviously I don't watch kids' cartoons anymore, but I've never actually seen him try the cereal in the present day. And it's just It's just so sad. I mean, I guess they do it to create sympathy. I guess they do it to show you that the world's not fair. But come on, the Trix rabbit, all he wants is some tricks. I mean, if Sonny can have his Cocoa Puffs, if Tony the Tiger can have his Frosted Flakes, if Toucan Sam can have his Fruit Loops, why can't the guy who's on the box of Trix cereal have Trix? And yes, I know, Trix are for kids. That's the logic behind all this. But in reality, everybody seems to sympathize with the rabbits. I don't care what side of the world that the people in the Trix commercial universe live in, but they are being real jerks. And I think that this is something that we need to address by staging another campaign to get the Trix rabbit to have some tricks again. It's been a quarter of a century since he's actually been able to taste it in earnest. And like I said before, that predates everything that I have seen on TV. So I think that you need to rise up and we will get that rabbit some tricks once more. I'm sure there have been petitions started several times, but we need some sort of rallying cry. Maybe a Twitter hashtag, give the Trix rabbit tricks. I don't know, that needs some work. But the Trix rabbit has been suffering for way too long, and we need to find some way to get him that cereal, because I can't stand to see the poor thing suffer any longer. I don't want to turn on Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network or wherever a certain day and see yet another failed plot by the rabbits to get some tricks, because I've been dealing it with my entire life, basically, and other kids had to deal with their entire lives as well. So let's just forget all this rabbit prejudice and all this pro-kid prejudice that these commercials seem to promote, and we will find some way to get the rabbit what he deserves. So that is my little piece, and if you want to hear me talk about stuff limited to the 90s, you can check out 90s Youth Life on iTunes, and you can also hear my episodes at youthlife90s.podbean.com. And I will sign off by doing it the way I always do on my podcast, Grow Old, But Don't Grow Up.
Thanks, Jeffrey. If you can get that campaign going, I'll vote a big, fat yes. Before we move on to more memories, I want to talk about what Jeffrey was referring to. Yes, we all know that the Trix rabbit wants some tricks. But tricks are for kids, so he can't have any. I beg to differ. Tricks should be for everyone, be it kids, adults, rabbits, goats, whatever. We should start a campaign and get that silly rabbit another bite of tricks. Like Jeffrey mentioned, the rabbit did have Trix cereal a few times. In 1976 and 1980, there was a mail-in box top contest called Let the Rabbit Eat Trix. There was an overwhelming amount of yes votes, so the rabbit got some tricks. Here's one of the commercials where the rabbit actually got to eat some tricks. Enjoy.
Disguised as a painter, I'll get some tricks from the kids. Raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange. Hi, kids. Can I have some tricks?
Sure, painter.
Mmm.
Ooh, ah!
It's the rabbit, and he ate some tricks.
Silly rabbit.
Tricks are for kids.
And sometimes for tricky rabbits.
In 1991, there was a commercial featuring the Trix rabbit in a Tour de Trix bicycle race. He won, and the commercial ended with the two judges arguing whether or not to give the rabbit some tricks. Here's the first part of the commercial.
I've tried everything. I'll never get to taste Trix with lime green puffs. Tour de Trix bicycle race. Winner receives silver bowl of Trix, the fruity, delicious part of a complete breakfast. Wow! So many people racing for Trix. They must realize that Trix with lime green is really fruity.
Fighters up! The Italians are in the lead, but the French are right behind them.
I'll never catch them. Yeah! What a lift! Tricks, I can taste it. Au revoir. Ciao. Lemony yellow, here I come. Orangey orange, I'm halfway there. Grapefruity purple, they're slowing down. Raspberry red, I'm getting ahead.
They're wheel to wheel, and the rabbit wins by an ear.
Lime green, I'm the winning team.
Yes, the rabbit wins the trick.
But three shot for kids.
I say
he gets it.
I say he's a rabbit.
Kids, you can decide. Does the rabbit get the silver bowl of tricks? We need your vote. Ballots on boxes of tricks.
Please vote yes.
So the Trix rabbit won the race. But is he going to get the tricks? I definitely remember this commercial. I was about 6, so this was primetime Saturday morning cartoons for me. The next commercial I'm going to play is the conclusion, which I never really saw as a kid. Now that I watched it 24 years later, it gave me a really good feeling. I hope it does the same for you.
Remember when the rabbit won the race? But does he get the tricks?
The kids voted yes!
Just this once.
The rabbit wins the tricks, the fruity, delicious part of a complete breakfast. Wow!
Lemony yellow, orangey orange,
grapey purple, raspberry red, and lime green! All for me!
I'll never be the same.
Now Trix has 5 more fruity colors. You can get a free roll of Lifesavers in specially marked boxes of Trix.
Now let's move on to another memory I received about the Trix rabbit. This one is from my friends over at the Generation Y podcast.
Hey everybody.
Hi.
Josh and Amy here from the Generation Y podcast. That's the letter Y. We have a podcast that covers 90s and early 2K stuff. And we, what, 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Been a while now. Subscribe to the Amazing Advertising podcast.
We love it.
We are addicted, Lyle. And we wanted to just send you a quick message and talk about the Trix rabbit because it was a big part of our growing up.
It definitely was. I think that that's when my sugar addiction started as a young child, was eating Trix cereal for breakfast. And I always felt really bad for the bunny because they would never let him, the kids would never let him have any cereal.
My favorite commercial, because I remember, I don't know which cartoon it was, Saturday mornings, but they had the commercial that was the bunny had like dressed up as a kid where he's wearing like jeans and a t-shirt and broke into like this treehouse. They had this Trix fan club with all the kids and they thought he was just another kid. They give him a big bowl of Trix, and at the end, it, of course, as they do in all of them, they discover he's a bunny and Trix is for kids.
Silly rabbit.
I feel so sad for him.
Me too.
But just want to say hey and talk about our memories. Definitely that's a commercial that's like ingrained in my brain. And we love the podcast. Keep up doing the great work and we're going to keep listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Josh and Amy, for sending that in. I remember that commercial too. I'm going to play it just for you guys. Enjoy.
A Trix Lovers Club, disguised as a member.
I might get some. I'm in.
Here, kid, have some Trix. It's a fruity part of a complete breakfast.
Ooh, raspberry red, orangey orange, fruit flavor in every bite.
But first, the secret handshake.
The what? I got it.
It's the rabbit. Silly rabbit. Trix are for kids.
And for even more fruity fun, you can get fruit stripe gum. One pack free in marked boxes of Trix.
The Trix rabbit was voiced by 3 different actors since his creation. First, there was Mort Marshall. Here's a commercial featuring him.
Disguised like this, maybe I'll get Trix.
Have some, Mr. Musician.
And how are Trix? Is raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange. Wow!
Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids.
And so's the Trix Rabbit Air Racer. Easy to make, fun to fly. You make it climb, dive. All you need is a rubber band to make it soar. It's on the back of specially marked boxes of Trix.
Mort Marshall was born on August 17, 1918. And passed away on February 1st, 1979. He wasn't a very well-known actor, but he did have a few minor roles in movies such as Kiss Me Deadly, Target Earth, and The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds. He was the voice of the Trix Rabbit for a number of years, and his efforts are still loved today. Next, there was Dello States. Although I only saw Dello States' name on the Wikipedia page, I was unable to find this credit in other sources. Every time I would see the name Dello States, there was no mention of the Trix Rabbit anywhere. Because of this, I'll move on to the next voice actor. Here's a commercial featuring their voice.
I love bright fruity Trix!
Trix?
It's a part of this complete breakfast!
Mmm! And it's just for kids!
This sticker will make it just for rabbits! Sweet, colorful, bursting with fruity flavor! Finally, Trix is mine!
Yours?
Trix are for rabbits, see? Whoops!
a sticker.
Silly Rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Now you can stick your name on all your stuff with fun trick stickers and mark boxes.
The voice actor who you just heard was Russell Horton, who I can assume still does the voice for the Trix Rabbit today. I couldn't find any other recent voice actors for the rabbit. Mr. Horton was born on November 11th, 1941, and is still alive and well. He's done a lot of voice acting over the years. His most recent work was in the game Red Dead Redemption. His voice can be heard in numerous old-time radio shows as well. Before I continue, I want to put a little disclaimer. I try very hard to make sure that all the information I give you is accurate. However, there's always the chance that I can be wrong. In this case, there are several sources that say different things about the voice actors. I did the best I could to put everything together and present it to you. With all of the research I did, what I mentioned should be accurate. Now let's move on to more commercials.
Hey kids, play a game of baseball for that box of Tricks?
Okay, Rabbit. Tricks is a part of this team's nutritious breakfast.
Now's my chance to score with Tricks, with my favorite fruit flavors. The lemon I leap for, the orange I reach for. One more hit and Tricks are mine! Oh, I always lose out on Tricks.
Silly Rabbit, Tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids.
My most outrageous disguise ever. No way, Tricks escapes me this time.
Hey, Rabbit, want some Tricks?
Huh?
You know, part of your nutrition breakfast.
What's the gag?
I believe all your favorite flavors are here. Orange.
Orange.
Lemon.
Lemony lemon. Grapey grape, too. Is this trick a rabbit wink?
Here, enjoy.
I'm finally getting Tricks.
Wake up, Rabbit. Silly Rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
A rude awakening.
The Trix Rabbit was so popular that he even appeared in commercials that weren't for Trix. Here's a commercial that I remember as a kid. It features Harlan Williams. You know him as Rocket Man. In the commercial, he walks into the store and buys a few boxes of different cereals. The lady behind the counter looks at the box of Trix and says, "Trix are for kids," as she laughs. He takes the boxes and locks the door of his apartment behind him. He sits down after pouring a bowl of Trix. And, like in a total Looney Tunes fashion, he unzips the disguise, and it's the Trix Rabbit. He goes to pour the milk into the cereal, and it's just a little trickle. What a funny concept. Here's the commercial.
Tricks are for kids.
Finally, after all these years of tricks are for kids, tricks are for kids. Well, today...
They're for Rabbit!
Got milk.
I can't forget about the time where Bugs Bunny helped a Trix Rabbit in a disguise. Is Bugs Bunny really going to help him get some tricks? Find out for yourself in these next commercials.
Tricks are for kids.
What that rabbit needs is a trickier disguise.
Hello?
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny?
In, Poison, to help you get some tricks.
Fruity tricks?
Orange, lemon, grape!
What? No carrot? Here, have I got a disguise for you? Here's the plan.
Will Bugs Bunny help the rabbit get some tricks?
I beg your pardon.
You're not bad for an amateur. Disguised as me, you're sure to get some tricks.
That's a silly rabbit.
Yeah. Make that bunny. Bugs Bunny.
Wow. Could you send me a box of tricks?
Sure. Us movie stars love tricks. A delicious part of this complete breakfast.
Tricks? Oranges, lemons, grapes. For me!
Silly rabbit.
Oh.
I prefer a happy ending.
In 2015, General Mills held a contest called The Search for a Real Trix Rabbit. What they wanted to do was have kids send pictures of their adorable rabbits. They will look through all the photos and pick one to feature on the cereal box. This contest is over, and a rabbit has been chosen. This honorary Trix Rabbit can still be seen on cereal boxes today. Stop by your local grocery store and check it out.
General Mills cereals are out to remove artificial flavors and colors from artificial sources.
Trix Rabbit Auditions, take one.
And action! Nice.
To celebrate, we're making one real rabbit the honorary face of Trix, appearing on limited run boxes in their hometown.
Take four.
Cut.
Take 42. Take 43.
Good. Next. Bring in the brother.
Does your pet bunny have what it takes to be the real Trix Rabbit?
So, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank everyone who contributed to the podcast this week. If you'd like to view some of the commercials I played here today, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/amazingadvertisingpodcast. Don't forget to give us a like. You can find me on Twitter at @admascots. Do you have a fond memory of an advertising mascot? Record it and send it in. You can reach me at advertisingmascots@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.
For a long time, it gave me nightmares. Having to witness an injustice like that. It was a constant reminder of how unfair this world can be. I could still hear them taunting him. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. How come they just couldn't give him some cereal?